music hold ended.
Hello, this is Hugh Baird, and I'm your moderator for this evening's discussion. I'm here with State Senator Wayne Fontana, and we want to welcome you to this live telephone town hall. If you have a question for Senator Fontana this evening, you can press star 3 at any time on your phone's keypad. That's star 3 on your phone's keypad if you have a question for Senator Fontana or any of his guests. Now I'd like to welcome Senator Wayne Fontana.
Thank you, you, and thank you to all the area residents participating on today's call. I'm State Senator Wayne Fontana, and I'm holding this live telephone town hall where we'll be discussing voting in the November election with my special guest, Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kathy Bockvar, and Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. They'll be answering questions that you may have, and this format will allow you to listen in and even ask a question from the comfort of your home. As you mentioned, if you'd like to ask a question at any time, press star 3 on your phone. Now I'm going to introduce my special guests. I'd like to welcome and invite Secretary Kathy Bockvar to say a few words.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Senator, for your leadership, and as well to County Executive Rich Fitzgerald for your leadership. Things are going very well in Pennsylvania with moving ahead towards the election. There seems to be an election coming up in a little over a month. I'm sure none of you knew that. But the counties are doing a great job at getting their ballots in the mail, and I understand that Allegheny County is one of them. And so hopefully a lot of you are getting those ballots, and I'm looking forward to casting them as soon as possible. So we've seen counties around the state getting them in the mail, and lots of people also starting to take part in some in-person early voting in county election offices. So lots of good stuff happening, and really I'm thankful to the counties all over the state who are doing a phenomenal job preparing. So thank you again, Senator, for your leadership and for inviting me here tonight. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Secretary, for being here. I'd also like to welcome and invite the County Executive, Rich Fitzgerald, to make some opening remarks.
Well, first of all, thank you, Senator. I think it's really important to, you know, have this type of a forum. There's obviously been there's a lot of interest in this election. There's no question about that. But there's also been a lot of kind of misinformation, I think, to be able to put things out there, because one of the things that you have done in the legislature, along with Secretary Bockvar, is made it very easy this year to vote with a lot of options. People can vote very easily at home by mail. They can vote early at the satellite locations that are out around Allegheny County and other counties around the Commonwealth. And then, of course, you can still vote at your polling place, your neighborhood polling place. We have over 1,300 of them in Allegheny County. So for all those different reasons, we want people to participate. We want people to be their vote to be counted, and we want them to be able to do it safely. So there's a lot of options this year for people to be able to have their voice heard and cast their ballot. Looking forward to the questions.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitzgerald. We're going to now, just as a reminder for those that have joined us, if you have a question for Senator Fontana and his guests this evening, you can press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. And just a reminder for those that have joined us on the call, if you're not speaking in person, just to remember to mute your line. So again, if you have a question for Senator Fontana or any of his guests this evening, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, are you ready to go to your first caller this evening?
I am. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay. Let's go to Phyllis. Phyllis, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wanted to know, I had filled out a request for an application for a ballot back when the primary election was. I got the ballot. I sent it out and also requested a ballot for the November election. Now I keep getting these ballot request forms. So am I going to get a ballot or not?
Well, I don't know if the chief executive wants to answer that, but you will get a ballot. There's been a lot of things sent out in the meantime. I know I'm getting some things that say, you know, there might be somebody in your house that isn't registered to vote and that sort of thing. But if you put an email down, you should be getting some email notices also. But
You can also
track it. I think Rich Fitzgerald can talk to that. You can actually track it by calling down or by going online.
Yeah, but this process is very confusing to the voter, because I'm quite sure I'm not the only one they keep sending out ballot requests to that have already requested a ballot.
Well, there's a lot of groups that are sending out ballot applications.
Yeah.
And we can't, as the government, whether the county and the state, can't stop that. So if you've already applied, as the senator said, you will be getting your ballot. You could track it. I can tell you that in our county, in Allegheny County, we've had over 330,000 applications that have been filed. As today, we've put about 200,000 of them have gone to the post office. So, and I would anticipate by the end of the week, hopefully we'll have the rest of them out. So within the next week, you should be getting your ballot.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phyllis, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your question. Just as a reminder for those that have joined us, if you have a question for Senator Fontana or any special guest this evening, you press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad if you have a question. We're going to go to, and I apologize for the name, Jimmy. Jimmy, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana.
Hi, yes. I have a question regarding drop boxes. Do we have, or are we going to have mail-in ballot drop boxes?
There will be, and I don't have the locations. I don't know if the chief executive knows where they're at this point in time, but there will be drop boxes.
And you can check, Rich. Will you be posting the locations of those on your website?
Sounds like we lost Rich.
Oh.
Office building. So there's different options, but there will be drop boxes at about a half a dozen locations around the county in three of the weekends during October.
And we will also, voters can also go to votespa.com, and we will have posted the various locations that counties have drop-off locations as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. But before we do, just a reminder, if you have a question for Senator Fontana at any point this evening, you can press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Our next caller is going to be Dwayne. Dwayne, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the nice program and keeping the public informed. The last election, I voted absentee ballot, and on the form it asked whether I wanted to continue to receive absentee ballots, and I said yes, but my wife on her form said no, and I haven't received anything in the mail yet, and I am just wondering if the system got confused since my wife said no and I said yes, and whether I should double check on that or not.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can track it, and as the chief executive said, they're still going out. So if you don't get something in the next week or so, again, you can go online and check both for you and your wife. I'm going to be checking on my wife's also in the next few days. I got an email. It says mine's on its way. I'm not sure that she did. So we're going to double check it, but you can't trace them and by calling or going online. So I would say you definitely should track them.
So if you call the voter bureau in the county building, then they could tell you whether yours was sent out or not. Then.
Yeah, it's we have some numbers here. If you want a phone number, I can give it to you for the Allegheny County Elections Division.
Please.
412-350-4500.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Wayne, thank you very much for that call. Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. Let's go to Pat in Troy Hill. Pat, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hello. I sent away and I received my ballot, but right. have now decided I want to vote in person. I didn't realize our polls were going to be open. What do I do with the ballots that I've received?
You should take it with you. So if you decide to go to one of the spots, the county office building or some other spot that might be convenient to you, you should take the ballot with you. They'll void that ballot, from my understanding, and then they'll let you vote over the counter if that's what you opt to do.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Pat, thank you very much for your question. Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. Let's go to William in Mount Washington. William, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hi, I have received my mail-in ballot, but I have a concern for you. Due to forces beyond my control and neurological problem, my signature has deteriorated over the years. And I'm concerned that when I send my mail-in ballot, my vote might be invalidated when somebody makes a comparison between my current signature and the signature on my registration. How can I ensure that my ballot is not invalidated?
Well, that's a great question. I if it's unrecognizable or they can't compare it, you might consider voting in person then to be sure. I guess that's the best way to be sure, but they're going to compare that signature on there and address is how they validate.
Is there any way I can follow up, whether or not my signature has been invalidated?
They're actually, so what the counties are really doing is making sure that a signature is there and that it's not somebody else's signature. So generally people whose signature has changed over the years, which is all of us, that's not a reason for them to reject your vote. So there's the presumption that it's you. So unless you put, you know, unless it's somebody else's name and it's clearly not you, they will assume that it's you. So just, you know, if you need help, I mean, there's also if you can only make a mark, you know, there's special designation on the envelope. So, you know, if you have a question, call the election office and ask them about how to do it best, but they should not be rejecting your ballot just because your signature has changed over the years.
Okay, well, thank you. That's very encouraging.
Absolutely.
William, thank you very much for your call. Just a reminder for those that have just joined us, if you have a question for Senator Fontana this evening or any of the special guests, you can press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Good evening, everyone. I have a question. I hope it's not a repeat question. I just joined the call. Instead of mailing my ballot back, I live in Penn Hills. So instead of mailing my ballot back, I'm interested in driving into the city of Pittsburgh and dropping my ballot off so that I am assured that it is received. Would there be a drop box in the county office building? If anyone is aware, please.
Rich, I think they have to go inside, right there?
Yeah. But there is a drop-off location at the county office building. And, Tiffany, also, there will be for 3 weekends in October, on Saturdays and Sundays, October 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th, and 24th and 25th, there will be multiple drop-off locations around the county, and there will be some in the Penn Hills area in the eastern part of the county, so that might make it easier for you as well. But, yes, there will be drop-off locations.
Okay, thank you very much. Everyone have a positive evening.
Thank you.
Tiffany, thank you very much for your question. Again, if you have a question for Senator Fontana or any of his guests this evening, you press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to get an absentee ballot for myself and my wife, and I got the form, and it says to send it in, go online to vote PA something. And I did, and it doesn't tell me where to send it. So I have that number that you gave, 350-4500, Do I have to call that to find out where to send this in to get the absentee ballot?
Well, you certainly could do that. I mean, there certainly will give you the information if you want to call that number, and that's probably, I mean, I don't have the address off the top of my head. I don't know if Rich does, but you certainly could make that call.
Yes,
it does. Okay, I was hoping you could address it.
Yeah, it's 542 Forbes Avenue.
Just a minute, 542 Forbes?
Forbes Avenue, room 601.
Room 601.
And that's Pittsburgh, PA, 15219.
15219.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now I can send it in.
Good.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Evelyn.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're live with Senator Montana and guests.
My question is, when you take your ballot to the – I'm getting a mail-in ballot. And when you take that ballot to the polls and you vote, are you voting on a machine or is that ballot going to be used as like a
provisional ballot?
Is it going to be considered that?
So no. So if you you're saying you already applied for mail-in ballot?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you've got a couple of choices. If you already got the ballot and you want to vote by mail, or vote in person by mail, you could fill it out, hand deliver it to the county election offices. But if you've decided that, you know what, I want to vote in person on election day,
mm-hmm.
there's a new law that allows you to bring the whole – so don't fill out the ballot if this is what
okay.
you want to do. If you want to vote on the regular system, just bring your ballot and the whole outer envelope with you so that it has the outer envelope that was addressed to you, has your name on it, all that information. Bring it with you, and then you'll go to the polling place on election day. You go up to the poll worker, and you hand it in. You say, I want to give you my ballot. I swear I didn't vote. You'll fill out a declaration, and then they'll let you vote on the regular machines. And that's brand new.
Okay.
Anybody who gets a ballot, you can do it. It doesn't matter whether it's mail-in or absentee. You could surrender your ballot at the polling place, and they'll let you vote by regular voting system.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more question.
No, I should say it won't be provisional as long as you have your ballot.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Now,
yeah.
Who will be counting those ballots?
The county will. The county election. Which ballots? The
all of the ballots. You know, because you know you. This is crazy times. So I just was wondering who's going to count the ballots. Republicans and Democrat people going to be counting all the
yes.
ballots.
Yes,
okay.
They're balanced. They're balanced parties for the counting.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn, thank you very much for that call. Just as a reminder for those that have just joined us, if you have a question for Senator Fontana or any of his guests this evening, you can press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, let's go to Terry and Beachview. Terry, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hi. You kind of already answered my question. My husband and I did receive our official election ballots in the mail, but have decided we do want to go to the polling place on election day. So I just wanted to know if you can bring them. And you did say that you just bring this ballot with you and you can vote normally.
Yes. As the secretary described to the previous caller, you can do that. Make sure you take all of it down there and you'll sign the declaration and you'll be able to vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. For some reason you lose your ballot or somebody never kept it or doesn't know this, tell them they can still go in person and they will have to vote by provisional ballot, but keeping your ballot means you don't have to vote by provisional. So better to keep your ballot and do it that way. Bring it with you all intact. Don't throw out any envelopes. Bring it all with you.
Well, Terry, thank you very much for that call. Again, if you have a question for Senator Fontana, press *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, we're going to go to Alice. Alice, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hi, good evening. I've got a lot of confusion. I just heard the young lady in Beachview with me. Where's our polling place at? We had several polling places the last time they gave us Bashir High School. Are we going to go back to Bashir, or are we going somewhere else to vote?
My understanding is you won't. You'll go back to the where you your polling place from before. But Rich can elaborate on that. But I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Okay. That is correct, Senator. Yeah, the original polling places that you've always voted at last year, the year before, whether it was at one of the schools or the church basements or various places, but it's not will not be at the Bashir High School again.
Okay. So then, if I decided to do a mail-in, I would get the same thing I got midterm voting, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and we're going back to our original voting place. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alice, thank you very much for that call. Senator, we'll go back to the callers. We're going to go to Adam. Adam, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana, I guess.
Oh, hello. So my question is, well, statement and question, are I know that currently under the law, I believe it's Act 90 or 70, that the mail-in ballots cannot be counted until the day of the election. Now, I know there's some legislation in the House of Representatives and State Senate that they could amend that so they could start counting earlier. Can you give an update on where yourself and Secretary Bookvar are in lobbying for that, or maybe saying that maybe that change isn't going to happen so we can maybe have a result on Election Day? And then I did want to make one comment that wasn't in my question. I got my mail-in ballot earlier this week. However, the tracker for my mail-in ballot isn't correct. It doesn't say it was ever mailed. It just says my application was processed. So I wanted to say that as well. I know the short system was done earlier this week, so that might have something to do with it, but I wanted to note that that might happen to other people.
Well, I can tell you from the Senate point of view, I mean, we're negotiating the item that you talked about, whether we can start counting before Election Day, that we're hoping to deal with next week. I'm back in the Senate next week. The House is back. So this, in the next week or so, we're hoping to have some resolution or some agreement between the two parties as to, you know, how many days before Election Day the county can start counting those votes. So it's not been decided yet, but it is being negotiated and being talked through in Harrisburg. I got an update this afternoon, and that's basically where we're at, but trying to get as many days as we can. I'm sure Allegheny County, whatever they get, they'll be happy to get to be able to start counting ahead of time.
Okay, thank you.
Adam, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Derek. Derek in Garfield. Derek, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana, I guess.
Yes, thank you for having me on today. I'd like to know if the signatures that are being compared, I've been voting for 30-plus years. Will they be compared to the original voting card that I signed up, or will it be compared to this year in terms of requesting a ballot for this year?
Secretary, you handle that? Yes.
Okay. So the disclaimer here is that some of these issues, including this one, are currently in litigation. So, but the law, there's actually no provision in the law that requires signature comparison for absentee and mail-in ballots. So what the county's responsibility is to make sure that you sign, right? So there's a declaration there, and you're asserting that it's you who filled out that ballot, right? You completed that ballot, this is you, and you signed that declaration. So if you sign the declaration and you wrote Kathy Bookvar in your signature, then the county's probably going to notice that it doesn't look like you. But if you sign your name, they're not actually they're not authorized by the law to throw out your vote because your signature has changed. That's not what the declaration is there for. The declaration is there for you to say, this is my vote, and your identification has already been checked when you've applied for the ballot. So they do all your eligibility checking ahead of time. So you should be totally fine. If you have any concerns, you could always go in person to your county election office, you know, tell them that you're concerned, tell them that it's you, hand deliver it instead of mail it if you have any worries. But really, they're not rejecting ballots because your signature has changed over the years.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Derek, thank you very much. Senator, in addition to the folks who are on the line, again, if you have a question for Senator Fontana, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. We've also had questions submitted, and I want to go to use a couple of those right now. The first question is from Gene in Pittsburgh. And Gene asks, are there constables to turn to in case there are problems at the polls? And her follow-up question is, will voters be able to get the I voted stickers?
Richie, I think that's for you. I know that volunteers are something that is a challenge.
Two things. Yes, there will be constables, and you can, if there is an issue at the polling place, you can turn to the constable. Probably should turn to the judge of election first. That's the person who's kind of in charge at the polling place. And yes, there will be I voted stickers at the polling places.
Great.
Well, Gene, thank you very much for submitting that question. Senator, we'll go back to callers. We're going to go to Donna in Kennedy Township. Donna, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hello. I was just wondering, would it be safer as far as our votes being counted to vote by mail or vote in person, considering, you know, how long it's going to take to count all the ballots?
Well, I think for me, I you know, this mail-in voting has been happening for years in other states. So I know it's
right.
New here, so it's a little,
right.
You know, everyone's a little concerned. But it is as safe as anything. When you look at Oregon, I've researched Oregon, Colorado, California, other states. Oregon's been doing it since 1997. So, you know, but I understand that this is new and everybody's a little apprehensive about the mail at this point in time. So, I mean, Rich can weigh in, or the secretary can weigh in on it. But myself, from my own point of view, I think the mail-in is very secure, and it certainly is convenient, especially this year with the pandemic. But I really think it's the wave of the future in which we should be doing moving forward.
How long or estimate can you give on counting the votes afterwards, the write-in ballots?
Well, I think that's
or
we're
not
negotiating.
The mail-in.
Yeah, we're negotiating some of that. Right now, the court said, and Secretary, you can address this, we got 3 days afterwards that we can, as long as it's postmarked, as long as the ballot's postmarked election day, we can still count them up to, I think it's 3 days, Secretary, right?
Correct, yeah. So as long as it's postmarked by Tuesday and received by the county on Friday, then it will be counted. And then what was the other question, Senator, that
I think, well, I think that was it. I mean, it's the
well, how long is it going to take that election night?
Well, well, you might not know election night. That's the issue.
Yeah. But we're also anxious to find out.
That's
well, that's
sure.
That's why Senator Fontana is working so hard to convince the legislature to pass this law to allow counties to start canvassing earlier, because that's all it would take to get results sooner is to allow. And I know that Senator Fontana has been a leader on this. He wants to see this happen. I know that County Executive Fitzgerald wants to see this happen. I want to see this happen. There's no reason in the world why counties shouldn't be allowed to start canvassing these ballots sooner. Then we would all benefit. Every voter, mm-hmm. every candidate, every party in the entire nation would benefit from us being able to know the results sooner. but the rest of the legislature holds that in their hands. So, Senator Fontana, right. I want to thank you for fighting for all of us on this, because I know that all the counties and the Department of State 100%, 1,000% support this
right.
change.
Thank you. Yes, we are. And as I mentioned earlier, it is. We feel that we're going to get some days before to start counting. I think it's just going to be a matter of how many. So we could know on election night, but I'm not. I can't say for sure.
Donna, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's go to the Patty. Patty, go ahead.
Yes.
You're live with Senator Fontana. Yes.
My question was, I voted for the primaries, and then like 2 days ago, they sent me another voting thing to fill out my name, address, and my Social Security number, and my ID from my license, and I mailed that in too. So I don't know. That's not the original. I guess that's not the original voting thing. So will I be getting another voting thing for the vote, the people that I want to vote for? Will I be getting another, or do I have to go to my neighborhood and vote?
Well, you sounds like you filled out an application again, so you should be getting a ballot from what you filled out. Rich, am I right with that?
You said I filled out a ballot? I mean,
it sounds like, it sounds like you filled out an application for a ballot.
That's my second application that I filled out, man.
Well,
you're only going to get one ballot, but you should be getting a ballot in the mail probably within the next week or so.
So that would be the ballot that the two envelopes that you put in your
that is correct, and that's good that you brought that up, Patty, because I think there has been a lot of information out there on this one. People have to put their ballot, once they mark it, following the instructions, inside the what we call the secrecy ballot, which is official county official election ballot on there. You put your ballot inside that envelope, and then you put that envelope inside the return envelope. And that's the one you have to sign that the secretary was mentioning about comparing signatures. One of the things we did see in the spring primary was some people forgot to sign that mail return ballot. And if you don't sign that ballot, that envelope, your ballot won't be counted.
Okay. I appreciate that. I just want to make sure that I didn't get my ballot yet, because I didn't vote. No, I didn't put anybody. No names was on it. So I guess that
right.
was the original. So that's all. That's what I want to know. Will I be receiving my original soon?
You should be. It depends. You just sent it in, I think.
Yeah, I did. I sent it in like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, probably within maybe 2 weeks then. Maybe it might be a week or two for you to get it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a nice night.
Patty, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's go to Melissa. Melissa, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and Geoff.
Hi. I'm calling to ask, is it too late to request a mail-in ballot?
No.
No.
It's go ahead, Secretary.
No. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, you absolutely. It's not too late. As the chief executive indicated, that the person was just on just filled hers out 2 days ago. So
now, do I just call the number 350-4500 to request?
I guess you could do that.
Okay.
Or you could go onto, if you have a computer, it's super easy to do on your computer or on your smartphone. Go to votespa.com and click on the link to request a mail-in ballot, and it will open it right up for you. It takes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and then you click submit, and then it will be processed. So it's really
Thank
easy
you.
To do online. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Melissa, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Steve. Steve, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hi, Senator. It's a real pleasure to be on with you this evening. I had general concerns about the security of the mail-in ballot process. I did see some news that I believe it was Luzerne County in Pennsylvania, a few hours away, was being rocked by a scandal where they had a third-party contractor that was throwing military ballots in the garbage. what's your thoughts on the security of this?
Well, I guess I talked about it a little bit before in that Oregon, California, Colorado, they've been doing it for years and years, and there's very few, if any, security issues. Again, we're new here. This is new for us, so we're learning as we go. But as far as security, I'm sure either the Secretary or Rich can weigh in. I'm very confident in the security of it. There's many things in place besides the signature and comparing signatures. But you have the secrecy envelope and who counts it and who's overseeing it, the oversight of it all. I think we're fine. I absolutely do. But I'll let the Secretary or Rich also weigh in on that subject.
Yeah, I'm happy to address both this specific thing and the general security measures. But so what happened in Luzerne County, actually, the way it happened, it should give you confidence in the election. So what happened was there was a guy who was a temporary worker, was hired for the mailroom. And these ballots were special ballots that are from remote areas of the globe that go out to overseas remote areas. So they went out early, long before, and they don't look like other ballots. They look different. So this guy was hired as a temporary mailroom person, did not know what he was looking at, threw some of these ballots out. The election director caught it, immediately reported it to law enforcement, who immediately investigated it. And the guy was fired by the day that they figured it out. I mean, not that I'm looking to, put anybody down, but they found it, they reported it, they investigated it, they terminated the employee, and they immediately reached out to us at the Department of State to ask us for extra intensive training to make sure that that never happens again. So that's the kind of action that we want to see, is people making sure that this never happens. So that's good. And then on top of that, as the senator said, we have a lot of processes in place. And, Allegheny County is one of the standouts who really not only do what they have to do under the law, and the laws are very stringent about the processes in place, but they go even above that. Allegheny County has been part of our statewide post-election audit work group to not only do what's required in the Pennsylvania law, but to say, what can we do more to confirm that the outcome of the election is correct and to make sure that we're giving voters confidence. So, we've piloted in Pennsylvania a statewide risk-limiting audit to statistically confirm the results of the election. We're going to be doing it again in November so every voter can have extra confidence that your vote is being counted, cast and counted securely and accurately.
Okay, excellent. I appreciate your time. This is a great thing. Have a good evening, Senator.
Thank you. You too.
Steve, thank you very much for that call. Senator, we're going to go back to the callers, and we're going to go to Ed. Ed, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Yes, I was wondering about the poll watcher slips that were given out before. It didn't happen this last time because some of the slate tickets and that weren't given out, but I was just wondering if there's going to be poll watcher slips for those who would like to watch the polls.
Rich, can you address that?
States have the option to get certificates and have poll watchers at all the polling places, and it will be just like it has been in the past.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ed, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. But just as a reminder for those that have just joined us or have a question for Senator Fontana as a guest, you can press *3. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, let's go to Pauline in Brookline. Pauline, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm from Coriopolis. You put Brookline on there.
That's close.
Okay.
Not really.
No, I know. My question is on my application for the mail-in ballot. When it came, it had highlighted like my first name, and then it put an initial and my last name. When I go to vote at the polls, I always just, it's just my first name and my last name. And I wonder, what do I do with this thing now that it's not like what I signed for when I go to face vote? You know, just a first name and a last name. There, that ballot, the application came with my name, initial, and my last name. So that's where my mix-up is.
Oh, I know when I go, I have to sign the way it's on the card at the polling place.
Yes.
So in
but
my right.
Go ahead. But then this application I got, it had the name and the initial and a last name on it. So I signed a name, initial, and a last name. But I also, they said, you know, for identification, either use that ID that you get from your driver's license, which I don't have, the permanent ID. I use the last four digits of my Social Security number.
Right.
Because
Secretary?
It's a good question. Do you know whether, so is your middle initial on your driver's license or no?
No. It's on my passport. It's on my birth certificate. My whole name, middle name. But I've never used that when I go vote.
I would suggest because I don't want to see any problems. So my suggestion would be if you could either call the county election office or go in person and just say, I want to make sure, because I don't want to lose my right to vote. This is not how I'm listed on the voter record. Should I throw this away and fill out a new one with my correct name? Just call the number that Rich and Senator Fontana gave, or go in person and just ask them what the best way to deal with it is.
Okay, but could I just take that ballot to where I vote and say, could you void this and I just want to vote right here?
Did you get a ballot or is
not
it
yet? Application? I didn't get the ballot. Yeah, I just got the application and I sent it back in. And now with all this, I thought, well, maybe I could just go vote in my little town and not use that ballot. Could they void that ballot?
Yes, they can void that ballot. Yeah. I just don't know whether they're even going to issue the ballot if it's not the name that you're listed on in the poll book. So, in the voter record. So, if you call, they'll tell you whether they will be issuing you a ballot under, even though the middle initial was not the same as the voter record, or whether they're not, in which case, then you don't even have to worry about bringing a ballot with you. I mean, either way, you'll be able to vote in person. It's just, I don't want you to be waiting for the ballot to come and for it, you know, it not to be granted.
Okay, what's that number again?
412-350-4500.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Pauline, thank you very much for your question. Let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Catherine. Catherine, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
I have a question, two questions, actually. The first question is, can we vote early in person?
Yes. If that's what you mean mail-in wise or going to to one of the additional board offices that are being set up, you could do either one.
So in Pennsylvania, what we have, our early voting is the mail-in. So if County Executive Fitzgerald, I don't know if you know the offhand, the office hours of your main location that's open now, or if you know offhand the the days and hours of the other locations you're going to have. But the long and short of it is once he tells you or the county office tells you those hours, you can go in person, say, hi, I want to apply for a ballot. They'll check your eligibility while you're there. They'll hand you a ballot. You can fill it out, put it in both the envelopes, and cast it all in one visit to the office. So, yes, you can do that. That's early voting. You can do that basically for the next month.
So, Secretary, you're right. You can do that now. Our county office building hours are 8:30 to 4:30 as of now. And then there will be satellite locations in the 3 weekends in October. There was a very good Facebook posting by State Representative Jake Wheatley last night. Jake did just that, and he goes through the whole process of where he showed up at the county office building, how easy it was for him to go. There's a table there where they give you your ballot, as the secretary just described, and it's very detailed in how the state representative was able to do it. And it was easy, and he got his vote cast a month ahead of time.
Catherine, thank you very much for your call. Let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Vernie. Vernie, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and Gus. Vernie, are you there? I think we lost Vernie. Let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Kim. Kim, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and Gus.
Yes. Thank you for hosting this event. My question is whether or not you have enough
peers for the I had registered through Vote PA in August. Sorry. I was not contacted, so last week I took the step to call the county, and they are still looking for poll workers. And so, I know this was a problem in the primaries, and I was wondering if the county is fully staffed.
Kim, my understanding is now they do have enough workers, and it's a matter of now scheduling everybody, putting them at the various locations, the 1,300 locations. But as of this afternoon, my understanding is that they did have enough workers.
Great. Thank you.
I think that's fantastic that so many people are volunteering to work the pools this year.
That's amazing. That's really terrific.
Yeah, they've done a great outreach, and a lot of the different groups, and you're right, Senator, there have been so many people who have stepped up because there were a lot of the workers who were concerned, obviously, with COVID and decided not to work. And then when they put the word out, there were, and quite frankly, a lot of young people who have stepped up and, you know, for doing their patriotic duty to work the polls to make sure Election Day goes smoothly. So, yeah, it was great. I'm very delighted to see how many people turned out to do that.
All right.
Senator, let's go to the callers. We're going to go to Chris in Summerhill. Chris, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We applied online for the mail-in ballot. And my husband said he got an email back that he was denied.
He probably should call to find out why. I don't know if they indicated in the email.
No, that's what I asked him, if there was information in the email as to why, and he said no, there wasn't. It just said that application that we filled out online, he was denied.
It was obviously something that was put in the application that didn't, coordinate with what the information they had. I think the secretary talked about that earlier. So
okay.
A phone call might be in order.
I would definitely make a call, because sometimes what happens is if it's a duplicate, they will deny the second application. But that doesn't mean that the first application won't go through.
And if I call, they could tell us if it was a duplicate or not.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And that's very confusing, because we are getting lots of mail from different organizations saying, you know, be sure to apply for your mail-in ballot. And it's just it's like, did we do it? Didn't we do it? So maybe that was the problem. I have another quick question about just voting in general. So in the primaries, when you're registered for a particular party, you can only vote that way. Is there anything that's going to change in the law that we'll be able to vote for whoever we want in the primaries and the regular election?
Well, I mean, you in the general, in the general, you can vote. Well, you can vote whoever you want now in the general.
Oh no, I know in the general, but I'm saying in the primaries. Is that
in the primary? If you're a Democrat, you're going to vote for a Democrat. I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. But there's been discussion actually to include independents or other parties, but not to cross in a primary. But you certainly can do that in the general.
Yeah, because I'm registered as an independent, and so I have those issues in the primaries, and that's why I was wondering if that anything
there's been
changed.
Yeah, there's been a conversation about adding in the primary, but we'll see, but not yet.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chris, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's go back to Tara in McKees Rocks. Tara, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and guests.
Hi, thank you for having this town hall. My question is, for the primaries, I picked up and dropped off my mother's ballot, and she's 84 years old. But I heard on the news you can only drop off your ballot. So am I not allowed to drop off my mother's ballot this time?
Richard.
Okay, I'll just
go on, Secretary. I'll let you take that one. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so the state law actually says that every voter, a non-disabled voter, has to deliver their own ballot. Now, if your mother is disabled, she can designate you as an agent to deliver her ballot for her, and there's an agent form that basically she would sign and you would sign, and you can get that form from votespa.com. So if she can't, if she's, you know, whatever, not able to walk well or has some other disability or illness, just go to get that form, make sure she fills it out, make sure you fill it out, and then you can deliver it for her. But voters without disabilities do have to deliver their own ballot only.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Tara, thank you very much. Let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Michelle. Michelle, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana.
Hello. I'm so glad that you're having this. I have a question on securing your ballot. What kind of safeguards are in place to make sure that each person only gets to vote once? Say they might even be confused about all of this and send in a ballot through the mail and also go to the polls to vote. What kind of safeguards are in place?
Secretary?
Sure. So there's a lot of processes in place to make sure that that every person can only vote once. So, for example, once you apply for a ballot in the mail and you send it back in, the poll, you're not even going to be in the same part of the poll book anymore as people who haven't voted. So you're going to be in a special section for people who have already cast their ballots, and those people cannot vote if they show up in the polling place on election day. And if they show up and they insist that they didn't vote, they can be given a provisional ballot, but that's it. And let's say you requested a ballot, but your ballot hasn't been received yet. That's going to be noted in the poll book too. You're going to have like a watermark behind your name that's going to say this person requested a ballot. And again, that's where if you show up with your ballot and say I did not mail it in, and I swear I haven't cast a vote, then you'll be able to surrender that and vote by regular machine. But if you don't have your ballot with you, they're going to send you to vote by provisional ballot. So, and like our system, our election administration system,
doesn't allow a physical ballot to be attributed, more than one ballot cannot be attributed to a person. There's a special code, and once you submit one, nothing else can be added to your name. So there's a lot of levels of security, and the counties do a great job and take it very seriously, and only one vote per person, which reminds me, don't test the system. It is a felony in Pennsylvania if you vote more than once. It's punishable by 7 years in jail, $15,000. Don't try it.
I appreciate hearing that. I would like to say, though, I would want none of the votes to be counted until they're all counted together, so that it also is another layer of security.
Well, that would take longer. That's the issue, and that's what the debate's about. Yeah, I understand.
I really wouldn't. I'd just rather have the security to know that everybody's vote is getting counted once.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, thank you very much for that question. Let's go back to the callers, and let's go to Linda. Linda, go ahead. You're live with Senator Fontana and Guest.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yeah, so I voted in the primary, and it asked me about, am I going to vote now? And for the regular election, I believe, on the form, and I said yes. So I haven't received anything yet. Do I need to apply for the ballot still? Does that happen automatically?
Well, if you indicated in the primary that you wanted to vote, wanted to receive your application in your ballot, then no. But again, if you can call. Or go on the website and track it at votespa.com and track it and make sure. Some people have called my office and they don't remember if they checked off or if they didn't. So we're advising them to try to track it by calling or going to the website to see. And if you didn't, then you can ask them to send you an application.
Thank you very much for that call, Senator. We're coming down the home stretch now. I know you have some concluding remarks, and as does your guest. So, Senator Fontana.
It went so fast, Hughes. Oh, but I want to thank everyone. The calls were great. They matched a lot of the calls that have come into my office here in the district. I'm so glad we did it. And to those who listened in, and to those who asked questions, thank you for making the calls and to make sure you had the accurate information. And certainly I want to thank my guests, my special guests, Secretary Kathy Buchwar and the County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. This has been a great discussion. And remember, if you didn't have a chance to ask your question, you can remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me. And we'll get back to you when we can. So thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions at all or concerns, you can call my office, which a lot of folks have done, at 412-344-2551. Or you can visit my website at senatorfontana.com. So to all, good night, and thanks for participating.
Thank you very much for participating in Senator Wayne Fontana's telephone town hall. You've been a wonderful audience. Thanks for sharing this evening with us.